This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell. I'm so happy that you're here with us today. I have a very special guest, Cecile Thomas. She's a law of attraction coach known as the Love Coach, L-O-A-V-E. She makes law of attraction and the word love because that's what she's spreading. She helps everyday wonder women, she calls them that, who feel they're nothing special and who settle for less than they deserve to tap into their creative power, become their best selves, and create their own definition of freedom and success with the universal laws. Welcome to the show, Cecile. How are you today?
I am really good, and I'm very happy to be with you here. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, and I'm thrilled to have you here today. So tell us the story, a little bit about the story of how you came to do what you currently do.
Okay, so basically I discovered the law of attraction about 7 years ago. But before that, you know, my life was pretty, you know, average. That's what I would say. I was raised by loving parents. They encouraged me to do studies I liked. And, you know, like it was like my path was laid before me. So it was very predictable where my life was going. But I wasn't that happy in my life. But I didn't know. To me, there was fate. So if my life was to be this way, then fine. I would, you know, do my best to be happy. And then I discovered the law of attraction, and I became obsessed with it. I put it to the test. Yeah, I put it to the test, and I manifested a few things. You know, I began with small stuff, like coffee. And then I, you know, I tested it to manifest bigger things into my life, and I was just in awe. I was like, oh, my God, this is impossible. This is true. These things are coming into my life. And so I studied. I read a lot of books. I learned from, you know, people out there like Bob Proctor, Abraham Hicks, et cetera, et cetera. And I had no real calling in my life before. And then I just got this burning desire, like, I need to spread the word. I need to tell all these people outside that it's true. You can manifest the life you want. And so that's why I got into certification and decided to dedicate, you know, my time and energy to help people change their lives as I changed mine, and specifically women, because, you know, the old me, I know there are many women out there who are like the woman I used to be, and I really want to help them. So that's my story in a nutshell.
That's wonderful. I remember when I started, I was just thinking when you said it's been 7 years, I started working with Law of Attraction in 2006. So that's 13 years. Wow. Initially, I didn't know what was going on. I couldn't even understand what Abraham Hicks was talking about, but I was drawn to it. And so I started testing it as well early on with parking spots, which I still can get, you know, easily, and then with bigger things. And I manifested a car for myself. And through the years, I've manifested, you know, I've become more of a master at it. I'm not 100%, but I'm very masterful. So I know how it can completely change your life. And I love that you're so passionate about helping other women change their lives. What gives you this passion? Why are you so passionate about this?
Well, I think, you know, I think helping people was always in me, but I didn't know, you know, I didn't know what to do with it. When I remember when I was a child, my mother used to call me Mother Teresa because I was always, I was always thinking about others before myself. And I knew, well, you know, when I discovered the law of attraction, it just came to me. That's how you're gonna help people, and I just became obsessed with that. To me, it was natural to follow this path.
Right. Very nice. And so let's talk a little bit about authenticity, since we're on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. What role does authenticity play in all of this for you?
Well, you know, before to become a coach, when I, you know, learned and study all this self-development stuff, and, you know, there are thousands of books out there. There are, you know, hundreds mm-hmm. of mentors. And, you know, I learned a lot about myself and who I am. And I discovered things about myself I wasn't aware in the past. So I discovered that I am powerful. I can create my own reality, but it begins with myself. It begins with accepting mm-hmm. who I am, with my flaws, my imperfections, owning my story, owning my mistakes, and, you know, and compassion. And just, okay, this is where I am. This is my life. This is me. And falling mm-hmm. in love with myself made all the difference, just accepting me as I am. And I know
that's wonderful.
Yeah, for manifestation, it works for me, and I know, and that's what I tell my clients and the women I help, that if they want to change their lives, they just need to begin with themselves first.
Awesome.
100%.
You know, you talked about accepting yourself with your flaws and imperfections, something we don't usually are trained to do, and falling in love with yourself. How does one do that? For a listener who's thinking, you know, there's no way. What's the first step for that, for beginning to accept and loving ourselves? Because that's a key, as you said.
Yes. Well, I like to, you know, to draw a picture as in, you know, a regular love story. When you fall in love with someone, and, you know, the way this person makes you feel, they find you beautiful, they find you perfect, etc. And you can mm-hmm. move mountains just by feeling loved by this person. And I think falling in love with yourself is no different. Just like you need to date yourself, spend time with yourself, learn about yourself. Because when you date someone, you're curious about their life. You want to know more mm-hmm. and you want to, you know, you want to push the person you're in love with. And mm-hmm. I think it's the same. You have to learn to spend time with yourself. Hello?
It takes taking some time with yourself and just putting some time aside for yourself, which I wasn't very good at doing years ago. I was running around helping everybody else and neglecting myself. Do you want to speak to that a little bit? Because I know that for women, that is very common, that we as women help everybody and leave no time for ourselves. What do you, how do you work with your clients with that issue?
Well, you need to set boundaries. Because I know when you want to please others, you know, let's say you don't really accept who you are, you don't really like who you mm-hmm. are, and you wish you were someone else. So you try not to disappoint people, you try to do your best to please them, and so in the process, you are giving away your energy, and you are giving away your time that you do need for yourself. So the first mm-hmm. thing to do is to set boundaries. Okay, you know you have this person, you spend too much time with this person, always needy, always wanting you. And so you got into this routine of helping this person, so it's normal for them. So that's mm-hmm. just an example. But the first thing to do is say, stop. I'm here for you, but I do need me for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean. That's great. Setting boundaries is very important. Hard, though. Hard to do at first. I remember when I started setting boundaries, I felt so guilty, you know. I felt, oh,
yes.
I'm not really, you know, I need to be helping this person. I'm supposed to sacrifice for others. And it is, I had to train myself to not feel that way anymore. But that's great. That's great, Cecile. So So what do you think the first step for a woman who wants to stop settling for a life that doesn't bring her joy and fulfillment? What is the very first little step that a woman can take?
Acceptance. Just, you know, being okay. It's like, here I am today, at the present moment. I have my past. I have my baggage. I made mistakes. I learned lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I have some regrets. Maybe I have some remorse. But where I am today is okay. It doesn't make me less deserving than someone else. So it's about, you know, being okay with the situation, and it's about being compassionate with themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think to me that's very important, because if you don't make this step, then you keep reliving the past. You keep thinking about what you could have done differently, or you know,
mm-hmm.
what you could do now to make it up to someone in the past or whatever. So no, stop. You are right now in this moment, and it's okay to be who you are right now with your mistakes and your imperfections.
I love that. That is so powerful, Cecile. Because, and I like what you say, this is your situation, accept it for what it is, because we're not good at that. We want to fight the situation. Now, this is a situation, I don't like it, I want out. But there's something about accepting where you are, even if you don't like it, right? Not accepting it in the sense that you don't want it to change, but accepting it for what it is. Because there's
definitely
a peace that comes with that. And there's a clarity mm-hmm. that comes after, because that's the clarity that you get as to, okay, so what are the steps I need to take to get out of the situation that I don't like? So that's very wise. I love those words. They're perfect. Very good.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a quick break. Go ahead.
Okay. No. I was just saying that doing this step is just about releasing, you know, the resistance and the weight that you have over your shoulders. And it's very important.
Yeah. Even the resistance. Even when you say that, I just feel a letting go of things. So I love that. So we're going to take a quick break and to hear from our sponsors. And if you want to call and ask Cecile any questions, you can call in to 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869, and we'll be right back.
Listen now to husband and father of three kids, Damon Burton, as he shares his stories of why authenticity matters. Burton founded a successful search engine optimization agency, www.seonational.com, in 2007, with clients around the world, including MBA teams and Shark Tank featured businesses. He shares how he created a lifestyle by design and how you can too. Thanks for listening to Damon Burton on Dare to be Authentic.
Marilyn Redmond at angelinasgifts.com is a spiritual counselor, hypnotist, past life therapist, channels readings, teaches, and an artist of your angels. Call her at 253-845-4907 for your help, health, and happiness. She found a spiritual path into heaven on earth from addictions, mental illness, domestic violence, disease, and more. Her mediumship, counseling, and books at Amazon.com offer tools to enrich and empower your life. Contact her at angelinagifts.com or 253-845-4907.
Are you looking to become a better leader, whether that's in business, in sports, or in life, and you haven't found a book yet to help you get to that game-changing aha moment? Well, we have the book for you, Tighten the Lug Nuts. The Principles of Balanced Leadership. Tighten the Lug Nuts will help you get to that game-changing leadership moment. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and iBooks, or at 360managementservices.com. That's the number 360managementservices.com. Pick up your copy today and start changing your leadership styles.
I'm Sue Matthews, the author of Paint Your Hair Blue, a celebration of life with hope for tomorrow in the face of pediatric cancer. PaintYourHairBlue.com. My book is about my daughter Taylor's journey through cancer. Your heart will break and soar, sometimes simultaneously, as you learn about Taylor's fierce courage and unremitting resolve to not permit cancer to scar her spirit or body. You'll come away from the book with a vivid understanding of how truly short and precious life is, and a greater willingness to add more color as we go along.
Welcome back to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Cecile Thomas. She's a law of attraction coach who helps women who feel they're nothing special and are settling for their life to tap into creative power and create the life they really want. So, Cecile, I was thinking about what you were saying about, you know, falling in love with yourself and learning to love yourself. And I remember back when I was working on that. Do you have any exercises that a woman can do to help in this? Because it's one thing to say, okay, just love and accept yourself as you are, and it's another thing to actually feel that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. So there is, you know, I like to meditate because when you meditate, you get into, you know, you get in. So you deepen the connection with your higher self, with your inner self. And there is a very simple exercise that I love to do when I feel, you know, when I feel out of balance and very, you know, negative about myself. It's just, you know, sit down, take a few deep breaths, and just repeat in your mind, I have value. Because I feel that, you know, this is a powerful statement. This is a powerful statement, most of all, when you think that you know, that your life is average, that you don't deserve, you know, you don't deserve more money than this great love story, etc. And so that's a mantra I love. So it just take 3 minutes and repeat in your mind, I have value, I have value. And get into the feeling. Get into the feeling of it right now. I have value right now. And then just say thank you and go back to what you were doing. And see the shift. It is a very simple process.
Yeah. When you first did this, how did it feel after you had done the exercise?
Amazing. No, like, yeah, the first time I did that one, actually, I was guided. It was from my instructor in my certification. Mm-hmm. And after these 3 minutes, I just felt amazing. I was like, yes, you know, I have power. I have value. Oh, my God, you know, I want to eat the world. And that definitely helped me. And I have no doubt it can work for anybody out there.
It's great. I love it. I never heard that one before. I used to do affirmations, of course. But not so much in the meditation time, just affirmations, saying good things about myself all the time and working with my inner dialogue. You know how we have sometimes a negative inner dialogue. I'm so stupid. Oh, my gosh. You know, I did this, that, and the other. Just working with changing that. I'm sure you've done that as well. But I love this
Definitely.
One. I love this one. And I encourage the listener to do that. Take 3 minutes out of your time, maybe out of your day, maybe today or tomorrow, and try it. You know, it doesn't hurt to try something like this. I love it. So, Cecile, what is the main message that you really want to bring to the public?
Well, there is something that is dear to my heart, and I want, you know, anyone who is listening just to hear this, that you are unique and you have a unique purpose in life. And your purpose, nobody else in this world has it. So this life is just too short to try to be like someone else, to please others, and try not to disappoint others. It's just too short to hide and to silence yourself. Because you do have the power to speak your truth and to change lives and to make a difference in this world just by being who you are. And it's enough. Who you are is enough.
Wow. I love that. That's a very powerful statement. Who you are is enough. I don't think that's something that we believe, that who we are is enough. We're always striving, and society doesn't help. Striving to, you know, have better hair, have better skin, be skinnier, be all these things, because who we are is not enough. But that's so powerful, Cecile. Who we are,
it is.
Who you are is enough.
It is. And you know what? I remember when I discovered, you may know Mel Robbins. You know, she's well known in the self-development world. And she did a TED Talk. And in that TED Talk, she talked about the odds of each one of us being born. Do you know what the odds are for each one of us to be born?
Mm-mm.
They are 1 out of 400 billion.
Wow.
Yeah. And so you have more chances to win the lottery than to being born.
That's crazy. Wow. That puts things quite into perspective. That's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
So then if those odds, if we beat those odds, which we did because we're here, right? How special must our life be? That's what that point is bringing across.
Yes, like.
Wow. Is
it normal
that statement?
I'm sorry, but is it normal that I hear my voice and your voice like in repeat mode in my ears right now?
It can be. Yeah, it can be. Sometimes you have that feedback, but hopefully it'll sound okay. I'm not hearing that, but it can be normal sometimes depending on your connection. Sorry about that.
No worries.
Okay. Have you been hearing it the whole time or just started?
Well, I hear you, but then I hear something we said like 10 seconds before.
Yeah, you're getting that feedback. Okay. Okay, so so 1 in 400 billion, that's absolutely amazing. So really, it means that we are put, it's such a miracle that we're here, is really what it is. It's such a miracle that we're here, and so we do have a purpose, a very huge purpose to fulfill. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and we forget that. We just forget that because we are just, you know, being, we are not aware of that, of our power, just by being born in this world. And it's important to keep this in mind.
Mm-hmm. So getting back to your main message, what's the main message you want to tell people?
Just open your door, go out there, be yourself, and own your story. Because, you know, maybe you don't have any big trauma, any big story to tell, but you are deserving, and you have value, and you have great things to accomplish in this world. Mm-hmm. And take ownership for this, and go out there, create your life, and shine.
Love it. I love it. The shining part. That can be scary, but I love it. Fantastic. So let's talk about how to get a hold of you, Cecile, because we're going down to the last few minutes of the show. How can a listener get a hold of you?
So I'm very active on Facebook and Instagram. So that's my name there is The Loave Coach. So as you said at the beginning, that's LOAVE. So The Loave Coach. But basically, my website is under construction, but I have like a temporary website where you can go and find all the links to my social media or book a free call with me. And that's theloavecoach.com.
Okay, great. Very good. And you'll also find Cecile on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Click on the radio show page. She's there with her picture, a link to her website, and, of course, a link to the show, which you'll want to spread around. Keep spreading it because it's so many beautiful things that she said and shared with us today. So is there one last thing that you'd like to say to a listener, something that's been on your heart during the show?
Well, you know, I have so many things I want to say. But really, I just want everybody to believe that you are worth listening to. There will always be someone judging. There will always be someone criticizing. But you are worth every one of your desires, and you are worth every one of your values. So be willing to work on yourself, to love yourself, and to make friends with who you really are. Because when you finally accept your uniqueness, you have the power and confidence to change your life for the better. Don't settle for less than you deserve.
That's good. I love that. When you finally accept your uniqueness. You know, so many times we see our uniqueness as a flaw, or society tells us, oh, you know, for instance, you're too sensitive. Oh, you cry too much. You're too sensitive. Women get told that all the time. But it's our uniqueness. It's part of who we are. We were made that way for a purpose. So I love that you said that, Cecile. Is there one last thing you'd like to say?
No, I just have to thank you for having me, because it's a pleasure talking to you. And I just hope everyone listening out there would just go and smile and conquer the world just being who they are. That's all.
Oh, I love that. Conquer the world being who you are. What a beautiful message. Wow. You don't have to change yourself to conquer the world. You can just be who you are. That's what, one of the most beautiful messages I've ever heard, Cecile. It's very powerful
as well.
And so I hope that you're listening, that you'll take that to heart. Beautiful messages. Go out there. Be who you are. That's what this show is about. Dare to be authentic. Dare to be who you are. Cecile, it's been such a pleasure having you on the show today. Thank you so much for coming on. And thank everybody for listening. Make sure that you spread this show around. It's been absolutely wonderful. And come back and listen to the next installment of Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Any one last word, Cecile?
No, I'm sorry because I'm steering myself, but I just wish everybody a wonderful day, a wonderful life, and be awesome. That's all.
Oh, I love
and
that.
Thank you.
Be awesome.
Thank you for having me, Mary.
Oh, you're very welcome. And you are awesome. So continue to be your awesome self, Cecile. And thank you all for listening in. Catch us next time at Dare to Be Authentic Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.